Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, and I am the curator of Blackberry Naturals. Onyx Queen Media is my branding and event planning firm, and Blackberry Naturals is the sister company to Onyx Queen Media, and we have women's empowerment events for our naturalistas in the North Atlanta area. Welcome back again. I tell you, it's been kind of overwhelming at the love that has come to us from our last event that we did. Back in March, we did an event, our annual spring brunch for Women's History Month, and it was amazing. There have been so many wonderful connections. There have been so many wonderful collaborations that have come out of that event since literally today marks a month. It's been a month since we had our brunch. And I can't even imagine. I'm still getting emails. I'm still getting DM messages. I'm still getting, you know, people calling me saying, you know, Renee, that event was so impactful. It was what I needed. There were people there that were giving up on their businesses. There were folks there that, you know, had been done wrong in their business by a previous business partner or, you know, someone that they thought that they could trust and they just wanted to give up. And that event actually gave them ideas and strength and, you know, the push that they needed to get over that difficult, you know, hump in their business life. So it was amazing. It was amazing for me. It's always amazing for me. I think that I attend my own events like they're not even my own. You know, I just try to absorb as much of the good feels that I can, you know, for my own events and events that I attend. So I am so thankful for that. Well, we are back again. This is season 9, episode 4, Don't Be the CEO of Great Ideas. I'm going to say it again. Don't be the CEO of Great Ideas. Okay, right into it. Key points for this episode. Number one, have a solid plan and test it in your market. What does that mean? Okay, let's say that you have a product. If you have a product, there are so many people in their homes right now that have amazing products, and they think their product is the best. Well, if you think your product is the best, you think your product can stand up with the rest. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. If you really think you have something that's amazing, then you need to test it in the market. Okay? You need to test it in the market. So that means give your product to family members. Give your product to close friends. Give your product to people who would maybe your mentors, and let them give you professional feedback on your product. You can't just have the plan. You know, you can't just have the dream. You have to really map out the plan and then test it as well. Even if it's a service, maybe you need to provide that service free for 30 days to test it with your current clients. And you can say, hey, you're going to get XYZ service for the next 30 days for free. And if you love it, I will add it onto your services and charge accordingly. Okay? So that's have a solid plan, test it in your market. Second point is work on your business idea every day and set small goals as you go along. It is a astonishing to me how people think that their business is going to turn them a profit, but they don't want to work on their business every day. Now, I don't mean that you have to work 20 hours a day on your business and slave over your business and sweat over your business 24 hours a day. No, I'm not even saying that. I'm not even saying that. But what I'm saying is you need to stay consistent. So if you make the small goal of saying, okay, I'm going to make 5 phone calls a day that have something to do with my business, whether it's reaching out to potential maybe collaborations, reaching out to potential clients, whatever it is, I guarantee you if you do at least 5 phone calls a day, 5 emails a day, specifically to build revenue for your business, you will see the dividends. You will. You definitely will. But you have to keep up at it, and you have to keep consistent. So work on your business ideas every day and set small goals as you go along. The third point, stay exclusive. Not everyone is going to understand your dream, your plan, your goal. Stay exclusive. I see people so much, and I know I've used this analogy before. I see so many entrepreneurs, they grab a whole handful of confetti, okay? The confetti is their business or their product, and they throw it up in the air, and they just watch it land all over the place because they think everybody's their client. I will tell you right now, I don't want everybody as my client. Every client is not for me. I am not for every client. So you have to really be careful about treating your business like confetti, just throwing it everywhere and just seeing what works, what sticks, the spray and pray approach. It's not a good approach to have. It really isn't. Not everybody is your client. It is very rare that you will see a commercial, let's say for instance, a toy commercial. It's very rare that you're going to see a toy commercial at 11 o'clock at night. Why? Because the toy companies know, for the most part, 95% of the time, the kids who would be interested in that product, they're not up at that hour. Most kids aren't anyway. So you tend to see the cereal commercials, you tend to see the toy commercials, the cartoon commercials, all the promos and things that have to do for children. You usually see that in the morning. You see it even during the day for your stay-at-home folks, for your nannies and things like that that are taking care of kids at home. And then, on Saturday, when everybody's home, Saturday morning cartoons are still a staple since I was a kid, okay? So you have to be smart about when you market, and you have to keep it exclusive, okay? If you start seeing commercials for Barbie dolls and Care Bears and things like that at 11 o'clock, I got to question that company. What are you doing? You're not targeting and staying exclusive to your audience, okay? So let's go over those points one more time. Have a solid plan. Test it in your market. Number 2, work on your business idea every day and set small goals. Number 3, stay exclusive. Not everyone needs to be your client. Not everyone is going to be your client. Okay? Well, that's all I have for you this week. This podcast has been so helpful to many people. I do get your emails. I do respond to all emails. It just may take some time for me to respond to all the emails, but I will respond. And I'm trying to get better at that also. I really want to get to the point where I can respond to emails at least anything that has to do with the podcast, anything that has to do with business stuff, that always will come first. But with the podcast stuff, I at least try to get back to people within a couple of days if you send me something that has to do with my podcast. If you want to be a guest on my podcast show, please email me. My email address is info@onyxqueenmedia.com. If you want to find me, follow me on social media. I am at Onyx Queen Media on all social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you are a naturalista and you love being empowered by other women in business, please join our meetup group. Just go to meetup.com and find Blackberry Naturals. Follow us on Instagram as well, at Blackberry Naturals. And I decided to do the housekeeping at the end, so hopefully you guys are still listening. We have some events coming up. Like I said, we just had our annual spring brunch last month, and we will be in the Big Easy. Yes, we will be in New Orleans for Essence Fest. Essence Fest is taking place over the July 4th holiday, so if you guys are anywhere in the New Orleans area or flanking states like Alabama or Mississippi or Georgia or anywhere where you would come from, or even if you're flying in, so many people even fly in from other parts of the world and other parts of the country. So join us at Essence Fest. We have decided to make this a yearly thing. This is our second annual Blackberry Naturals in NOLA. So that is happening. If you need more information about it, just follow us at Blackberry Naturals on Instagram, or you can also go to www.blackberrynaturals.com, and you'll see all the information there. And if you would like to ride with us, you are welcome to do so. Our next big event that we will be having in the fall is going to be, can you believe it? It's going to be our fourth annual Pink Leaf Retreat. That's our Natural Hair and Wellness Weekend. I'm so excited. I can't even imagine. I really have been, like, you know, in awe, I think, of how all of the ladies that have come together to be a part of these events. And the fourth annual Pink Leaf Retreat, our Natural Hair and Wellness Retreat, will be the weekend right before Columbus Day. So it'll be October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Okay, if you want to be a vendor, we still have very few vendor spaces open, but we still have a few. So if you want to, I think we've got 5 spaces open for vendors. It is currently only $50 for a vendor table right now. After April, it is going to be going up to $100. So please, if you want to be a vendor, contact us. You can still email me, you can email or DM me about any of that information for our Pink Leaf Retreat, and I will gladly, you know, get right back to you, or my assistant will get right back to you, and, you know, we'll get you squared away. So 4th of July weekend, we'll see you in NOLA, and the weekend right before Columbus Day, that weekend, we always do it then because that Monday, a lot of people have off for Columbus Day. I know a lot of us don't celebrate Columbus Day. I personally don't either, but I know a lot of people are off that Monday, so that's why we make our retreat that weekend. So join us for our Pink Leaf Retreat, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye, you guys.